Well, Stephen, let's start with some great news this week. David NN is staying on. He's very happy about that. I'm sure you are too.
Yes, really, really pleased. I think he's made a really good impression. He's brought the speed at the top end of the pitch that I talked about in my first 2 or 3 weeks in charge. And he seems to be a popular figure within the group. So all in all, I think really good business from the club.
Might it be extended further? I know it's still early part of January, but is there an option there beyond?
Well, I'd certainly hope if he continues to play in the manner that he is, and Everton are satisfied with the treatment of the player and the way he's developing, then I would certainly hope that we could extend it beyond the current timescale. You know, and I think for us as well, we have to look further than David as well. You know, Everton's a club that I think are a good fit for ourselves and their ethos and the way they like to go about things, and I think that we can benefit them greatly in the respect of future loan players and also benefit ourselves by bringing in good loan players.
So this could be the start of something, a little relationship between the two clubs maybe?
Well, I hope so. You know, I hope so. I hope they see the benefit in that. We're close by. We've got a wonderful training base that is really taking shape now, and I hope that we play the style of football that can attract the likes of David Hennon to the club.
Moving on to Saturday's match, it seems like ages since you had a game of football.
It's been actually a really good week. The players have come back and really focused. You know, I think that in football and in everything, it's all about, in all aspects, is the balance. And we ask the players here to train really intensely. But in order to be able to train intensely, they have to get the appropriate rest period, and we've managed to do that. And today's session in particular, it was a really, really high level, and I was really pleased with them today. But I never get too excited because I've seen it before. You train particularly well all week and then don't produce at the weekend. But, you know, I'm a great believer in that you train how you play, and certainly the players have been doing that. So we're really looking forward to the weekend's game, and it's a game that I think, and I've stressed this to the players, is one of our most significant games of the season thus far. You know, I don't want to protect the players from that. That's the reality of the situation. Let's not kid on. It's a huge game for us in the significance of the season. If we want to be a team that is looking up rather than down, these are the games that we must win. So we have to be ready, and it's a really good game to look forward to the weekend.
It's incredibly tight down there.
Incredibly.
You've got this game in hand, but of course, and despite all the great things that have been happening over the past few weeks, you're still down there with five or six other teams, aren't you?
Without doubt, and it was kind of my pre-match meeting prior to the game against Walsall, that although there's a really good feel-good factor about the way we've played, the way we've performed of late, the reality is we are still in a dogfight, and we can't take our eye off that. And I've stressed that again this week, that this is a huge game for us. It'll be a huge game for Crewe. And it's important as well that we start addressing our away form, because our away form this season has been nothing short of not good enough. So, you know, we have to put that right on Saturday as well. And I think there's a determination in the group to do that, but we have to do that on Saturday afternoon.
Joe Davis, if selected on Saturday, will be facing his...
Yeah.
A team managed by his father, how odd could that be for him?
Odd. You know, I'll have to apologise to Steve before kick-off about shouting at his son. So I'll have to stress that. But I've said to Joe, no phoning his father all week. He's under strict orders about that. But good. You know, actually, Steve Davis is a manager that I really respect. I've always gotten well with him. And the one thing about his son is you can see he's had a really proper football upbringing. He's got his dad's influence on him. He's a really great professional and a really good character. And I'm sure his dad's really proud of him, but all of those things, as you well know, go out the window at 3 o'clock on Saturday, and Joe will be determined to bring success to Fleetwood, I'm sure.
Just a final one from me. If Santa Claus walked through the door right now and said, right, Stephen, you can have a present, As regards the team, what would you want most of all for Christmas?
I want us to progress and survive this season. This season's for me about progression and survival, and then allowing us to really build for next season.